All right, so welcome to the Billiard Sundial Sports Podcast, and I'm Bob Garcia. I write sports for the Sundial.
I'm Kevin. I also write sports for the Sundial.
I'm Carlos Hernandez. I am a PR student here at Northridge.
And I am Eric Silva, a communications major.
All right, guys, so we're going through the East first, East matchups for the NBA playoffs. So what do you guys think of the Miami Heat and Milwaukee Bucks matchup?
Can we all agree that it's already over?
It's already over, man.
Just put them in the second round already.
I'll give Milwaukee one game just because of that Monte Ellis, Brandon Jennings backcourt, and Defensive Player of the Year, Larry Sanders, and Most Improved Player, Larry
Defensive
Sanders.
Defensive Player of the Year. Wait a minute. What about Marc Gasol?
No, I give it to Larry Sanders, man. He's a beast. If he keeps his emotions in check and doesn't, you know, get technicals like he does, I think they'll get one game.
I can see them catching fire for one game. Just one game catching, like, just going off. Yeah. At home? I
mean, at home. It'll be a home game. It'll be a five-game series. But you want to play Miami in the first round. You don't want them to get momentum before you play them. And right now they've been resting their starters, so I think Milwaukee can get one game.
I think honestly, the most interesting thing to this matchup, like, we can all agree that Miami's most likely going to win, but if Brandon Jennings wants to be continued to seen as, like, an elite player, like, what is he going to do? Is he going to make them competitive, or is he just going to sweep them and that's it?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a coming-out party for Brandon Jennings. I mean, we all know, you know, LeBron and Wade, they don't need to prove anything, but there's, you know, Brandon Jennings needs to have a good series to get in that top 10 conversation.
When's his contract?
Well, I think his contract's over this.
Yeah,
after this.
He can be a free agent.
So although he has nothing to play for in terms of winning the series, because they won't, he does have
a lot of rap on the line.
He's going to walk.
Is he coming home?
Maybe. You never know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Got a lot of money available.
I don't know.
All right, so that series is over. Let's talk about the Knicks and the Celtics. I think this probably is the most intriguing matchup in the East to me.
Agreed.
Just because the Celtics don't have Rondo, but they also have improved in terms of defense. And Jeff Green has been on another planet lately. So I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, they're pretty good defensively at home, and just, I don't know, New York is just up and down. You know, they go through these stretches where they just can't make a shot, and all of a sudden just...
They live by three, die by three.
That's a scary thing about them is, like, people are calling them, like, you know, the only, like, competition for the Heat, the only team that has a chance to take them down. Like, when they're hot, say those threes are falling, they can be really, really dangerous. But I don't know, I would say Knicks over the Celtics, but you can't doubt the veteranness of Celtics, you know?
Yes.
You just can't doubt it.
With that team coached by Doc Rivers.
Yeah, awesome coach.
It's gonna be J.R. Smith and Carmelo versus Jeff Green and Paul Pierce. I mean, those are gonna be the two key matches, because I think Tyson Chandler would cancel out KG.
If only KG comes back healthy, then I'll take him in six.
If the Knicks do end up winning this series, what happens to Boston after this? Do they blow up the team?
They blow them up.
What's the point of having...
Well, there's too many old guys in their team. They just need to get young.
KG retiring, or is he coming out west?
No, he's 2 years left on his contract.
Hey, I've heard about him in a Clipper uniform. That's all I'm saying.
Celtics are like the Spurs of the East to me. They're always old. No one really counts them in, and they somehow... I mean, they took the Heat to 7 games last year.
Yeah.
But that was with Rondo, but still. You know, they got Avery Bradley and Jeff Green kind of taking over that role, so...
Anything we say in this podcast, is it like set in stone? Because I don't know. You guys are talking to me now. I might take the Celtics.
Yeah, you never know.
You know?
I mean, I'm going to take the Knicks in six only because... Carmelo Anthony is balling.
Take the Knicks in six.
Yeah. Can Avery Bradley shut him down?
Oh, he's does.
No, it's
no,
just
no.
Carmelo is one of those players that you can't. There's no matchup for him.
So where are we going, Kev?
No stopper.
Where are we going? What are you doing?
I say Knicks in six. I mean, he's been Carmelo's averaging 36.9 since April 1st. So I don't think he's going to guard him.
Bob,
I'd agree too, because the Knicks are just, I don't know, man. Just something about them that are just. If they catch fire, they're just a hard team to beat. I mean, they got a lot of three-point shooters, and, I mean, at home playing in Madison Square Garden, I mean, it's just going to help them out. Just going to, I don't know, I can't go against them. I mean, Celtics are just too old, and, I mean, you got a hobbled Garnett, you got an old Pierce. I mean, I know they're the Celtics, but
well, that pressure gets with them, dude. They haven't won a playoff game. I mean, a playoff series since when? What was that? Since 2001? 2000?
It's been a while,
but things can change.
You know what? Same theory though goes back to like we were talking about Brandon Jennings. If Carmelo wants to be continued seen as the elite player, he's got to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he has to.
He's got to get it done.
Yeah.
Imagine what New York's gonna do to him. They lose first round to the Celtics.
I think this year, the way J.R. Smith's playing, I mean, I don't even count Stoudemire in this matchup at all. He's washed up. I think Shumpert, J.R. Smith, I think he's playing, but he's not going to be effective.
No.
So what do you got? What was your? You got Celtics in what? Six?
Over here in the purple and gold corner, we got. We're gonna have to go Knicks.
The Knicks, yes.
We got Knicks. I'll take them in five.
Change your mind.
I'll take them in five.
Did I convince you?
You gotta be going back and forth.
I have to the Knicks too. Just too much firepower.
Yeah. So majority wins. Do we all got the Knicks?
Pretty much. So far, we're all agreeing. Right. I mean, this next series.
But don't discount the Harlem champion, dude. Don't disregard the Harlem champion. That's KG and Tucker Rivers and Paul.
All right, let's move on to the next series, Indiana-Atlanta. This one could change, possibly. We're talking about this on Wednesday, so this could change by then tonight. Chicago could move to the fifth, and Atlanta could drop to... Or no.
Chicago could drop to six, but
Atlanta could drop to fifth. But
or go
with fifth. It all depends on what happens tonight. But as it stands right now, again, Indiana-Atlanta. Series tied 2-2 in the regular season. Danny Granger's out for the year. I mean, the front line of the Hawks is pretty legit, and I don't know. If Paul George can't get it going, I don't see Indiana really winning this series, to be honest with you.
Really?
I have some faith. Atlanta, you know, they're not... They've had a kind of under-the-radar season, but the way Josh Smith's been playing, the shooters that they have, Al Horford...
Is it the last time we see Josh Smith in an Atlanta uniform?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
He's gone, huh? Where's he gonna go?
Lakers, maybe. Him and Dwight Howard are good friends. He might come to La La Land. Kobe's gonna be out next year.
Let's not do that right now.
That's a topic for another day.
A little early in the day for that. We'll get going on that pretty soon. But I don't know. I guess I'm gonna have to take Indiana. You got Atlanta?
What's pulling you towards Atlanta, man?
Yeah, I just don't.
Where do they score from?
I don't like Indiana's front line. I like David West, but Roy Hibbert to me. Maybe I'm just. I don't like Roy Hibbert.
I think I connected the dots here. Who's their coach?
Frank Vogel.
Larry Drew, right?
Oh, the Hawks. Larry Drew.
Larry Drew. Doesn't his son play here?
Oh yeah, he does.
Oh okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's his son.
Yeah, that's surprise. I think okay. We'll support Langdon.
It's not even about that. Maybe it's because the Warriors and the Pacers got in a fight a couple months ago. Roy Hibbert threw Stephen Curry down. Maybe that's.
Oh okay.
There's my hatred.
Wait, let's just make it clear for the show and the listeners real quick. We got three Laker fans and
Kevin's the only Warrior fan.
We got the triangle.
We apologize for that.
I think you know Indiana's a good defensive team.
Well, they got the lowest points against this season. I think
Paul George, if he can, like we talked about Brandon Jennings, this is going to be his coming out party too. I mean, he hasn't really played in the playoffs, had a big role, and now he's like their main option. So I feel like if he can step up and do some things, I think they'll be all right. But if you rely on the front line, I think Atlanta. I would take Atlanta's front line over Indiana's front line.
I think this defense is going to be too much for Atlanta to handle. I mean, over under 90 points a game against. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Exactly. Where do they score from? The Hawks.
Well, why do people sleep on Indiana? Like, why don't they get the same respect as like OKC? Like, it's their second year, they went a little far. They battled the Heat last year. Are they going to do the same, or is it just that's it?
It's because of a smaller market, man.
I don't know if it's a small market. I think
they don't have a clear superstar.
Into droughts, dude. They're
backing into the playoffs, by the way, guys. They've lost, I think, what is it, six in a row?
Do they have any injuries or anything?
No, they've lost like five in a row right now. Or they've lost.
Are they resting anybody?
No. They're back into the playoffs right now. They're not in a good vibe right now going to the playoffs. So, I mean, I don't know. Let's put it this way. I wouldn't be shocked if the Hawks took them to seven
games.
Isn't
the East just so boring? Like I'm looking at our sheet here, like it's all about like individual players or something. You know,
the East is all about the East is all about defense. That's how it is, and the West is all about offense. So, all right, let's move on. I think we're all kind of in agreement. Indiana will win, but
wait, you had Atlanta.
I'll just say I wouldn't be shocked Atlanta if Atlanta.
Are you taking Atlanta?
No, I'll take Indiana in seven. I'll say that.
Okay.
Just because they have home court advantage.
What about you, Bob?
I'll take them in six. It's just that defense is just too much, man. I mean, they don't have that one player that sticks out. It's just that they just collectively just get it done. I mean, I don't just see Atlanta. I mean, I don't know. Nothing stands out to me. I mean, Josh Smith is a good player, but then I mean, if you shut him down, I mean, Horford's he's key on Horford.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you have no help in the backcourt. I mean, Teague's a nice young player, but I mean, he's not. He's just a nice player. I mean, he's not going to really go off and, you know, take over a game and really just, really win it for them. I mean, it's going to be, you shut down Smith and use Keon Horford. I mean, their defense is just suffocating. So, I mean, 89.3 points a game against, I mean, that's, I can't go against that.
Mm-hmm. Right over here?
Yeah, Pacers in five.
I agree.
Indiana
five.
Pacers in five.
No respect.
Kev got seven, but... Can we take a note down to that?
No, hey, you should have taken note when I told you at the beginning that, you know, Steve Nash and Howard
we're not getting panned
out.
We refuse to talk about that yet. We'll end with that.
We'll remember that. Hawks and seven.
So, on to Brooklyn, Chicago.
This is interesting to me. Only because I kind of put the same category as Chicago with the Celtics. They're kind of that team that's had injuries. Their main players are out. But, I mean, their defense is ridiculous. Tom Thibodeau is, I think, I would put him right behind Greg Popovich for who I would want as a coach. I think Greg Popovich is number one coach in the NBA, but I would put Tom Thibodeau right behind him. I think he's a genius. Without Derrick Rose last year and 2 years ago, I mean, they just had a great season last year without their main players. Now they're missing Joakim Noah, so I think it'll be a tough defensive series. I think Brooklyn's going to have a lot of problems on the perimeter. And without Joakim Noah, Brook Lopez is going to have a field day. I think he's going to, average 30 points in the series.
I can just see this now, like Sunday afternoon, you know, Brooklyn and Chicago game on ABC. The headline of the whole series is Derrick Rose. He still hasn't came back. I mean, I think it says a lot about their team that he's, I'm not going to say 100%, but if he had a better team, I think he'd be playing. And I just think like that. It goes a lot into like if he doesn't believe in his team that much, and he's not getting out there, and he wants to maybe even sit out the whole year. I think you got to go Brooklyn.
Definitely, especially
to me. Even if Rose decides to come back, what is he gonna be? It takes him at least 10 games to even get back to game form. So even if he comes back, he's not gonna make a difference.
How long's Noah out?
Well, Noah just came back last game.
He did.
He's limited minutes.
Okay,
yeah.
So he's limited minutes.
What about
minutes.
Gibson?
He's the same thing too. They're both coming back.
So I mean, I think Nate Robinson has to have a big series, but it's hard to go against Brooklyn with. I think they've been playing pretty well lately. I think Brook Lopez. I think Deron Williams is finally getting his game back. So with him, I mean, he used to be top 3 point guard in the league. So
gotta go Brooklyn.
Well, Brooklyn's not having any injuries either. So I mean, this is their first series in Brooklyn, and they're getting pumped up for that too. Yeah,
plus new arena.
New arena. You got Jay-Z courtside.
He's selling.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
He's selling.
Yeah, he's selling his stock in the team.
He's selling his stock in the team.
No faith. I'll take Brooklyn in six. So I'll give Chicago two games. Maybe one on the road, one at home.
Yeah, I have to agree with that too, because just
I can't see it as a sweep.
It's just Chicago's health is an issue. I mean, you have Noah coming back. He's not going to give you, 30 minutes a game. He's probably going to give you between 15 and 20.
He's the most important player.
Yeah,
right now
he anchors the defense, and you have Gibson too, is another big off the bench, you know, that you're going to need size. And especially guarding Lopez, you know, you're going to need someone who can...
But don't discount him out, dude. Like,
I'm not saying they're gonna sweep them, but I'm just...
Dude, they killed the streak, dude. Like,
I don't know.
They stopped the streak.
But could they do it? Could they do it for more than one game?
They came back last Sunday against New York.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Buff.
Those were at home, though. I mean, both those games are at home. So, I mean, could they do it on the road? Could they really come back on the road, you know, against a Brooklyn team who's got led by Deron Williams, and you got Joe Johnson still there. You got Gerald Wallace. I mean, might not be the same player, but they're still, decent
Brooklyn
players.
Brooklyn in seven. I'm going seven, Brooklyn. Unless Rose comes back. Rose comes back,
I don't even know how to factor, because even if he does, I don't see him being the player. Because think about Derrick Rose coming back from ACL. His game is dependent on being explosive. Being athletic. You know, if Kobe comes back from ACL, his game is not necessarily.
Dude, hey, you're breaking my heart here.
Speaking of the Lakers, let's move to the West. You know, right now, it's as it stands, it would be OKC and the Lakers in the first round, but I'm going to give the Lakers an ounce of respect. You know, I haven't given them anything this year. I'll give them 1 ounce of respect and say they'll beat Houston tonight and move to seventh and play San Antonio the first round. So let's talk about the Lakers and San Antonio.
Got to weigh in on this. The sheet we're looking at and how we're doing the show is if the playoffs were to end right now. This is so we got them eighth seed. How do you guys feel about the Kobe take?
Dude, I was there, man. I was there.
Kev, you can leave the show for like 2 minutes.
No, I have something nice to say.
We have some venting to do.
I have something nice to say if you guys want to hear it.
All right, go ahead.
I'll say this. I was actually in San Francisco when this happened. I was watching the game at a bar with some friends. Some
were you wearing a Golden State jersey?
I was. Yes. But
That was bad luck.
In the midst of me being upset about the Warriors losing that game, I was actually more upset that Kobe Bryant was out. As much as I personally don't like the Lakers, I've grown up watching Kobe, and you know, mm-hmm. he's kind of like been like someone you're used to watching play. And the playoffs just aren't really the same without him, regardless.
I think this is just the beauty of sports or basketball in general. You don't have to be like necessarily a Laker believer or Kobe believer. You can totally hate the guy, but when it comes to a basketball standpoint, you gotta respect it. And I think ever since the injuries happened, like we're looking like at Twitter or all the social feeds, and a lot of people are just showing love and like, you know, sorrow and hoping he comes back. And it just speaks to the type of player he was, you know. I was there too.
What do you mean he was?
He's still in. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to get used to it.
Tell me not to talk about it.
Oh, man, I can't explain it, dude. People have been telling me, you're acting like somebody died, dude.
Dude, that's how it feels. Even that Saturday, dude, it felt.
I don't even care about this year. I mean, I do. I'm a Laker fan first, you know, but I don't care about losing him for the playoffs. And I'm just worried. That's a tough injury, dude.
I didn't even see the game. I just saw the score. I mean, I saw they won, and then all of a sudden, reading off Twitter, it's like, oh, torn Achilles. I'm like,
how do you guys feel about that? Will he ever come back to you? TikTok shade?
I think if there's anybody you can doubt, it's Kobe, but just looking at the stats and everything, I think there's one player who's ever really come back to, like, the same form or, like, around it, and there's Dominique Wilkins, I think.
Yeah, that's about it.
That says a lot. Kobe's battling a lot, you know, but he's got Los Angeles behind him. He's got Gary Vee. I mean, I'm hoping, I'm praying that they come up with something like revolutionary, you know, something new they haven't tried. Some Germany type thing.
Let me drop a bomb on you guys. I don't know personally what you guys Laker fans think. If you took out your pride for a second, he's owed $30.5 million.
I don't want to talk about
this.
We gotta talk about this.
He's owed $30.5 million next year. Okay. 30.5.
I already know what you're going right? to. They save $80 million.
They save $80 million in luxury tax if they amnesty him.
You're going off the fact that he's going to sit out the whole season, though.
But even if he comes back, 60% of what he was, 70% of what he was, is he worth $30.5 million to you guys as Laker fans?
Well, I actually read a really interesting thing the other day. If you look back at it, he's never really been maxed out for his value. Like playing with Shaq, or like there was collective bargaining agreement back in like his earlier in his career, he never really got the money he deserved. So they're saying like he deserves it now, like he deserves to be paid.
Exactly.
I say if he comes back at 70-80%, everything he's done, and just being at that game, I can tell you, like, I was kind of getting annoyed with him this year. He's not sharing the ball towards the end of games. He's got Nash now, you know. I can honestly say that game, he poured his heart in the line.
Oh, he did.
If you're there, it's different if you're there compared to watching it on TV.
Mm-hmm.
The dude broke down his body, broke down everything, gave everything just to win that one game. I mean, so for that fact, I think we owe it to him.
Hey,
I think you got to pay him.
From a respect standpoint, I totally understand what you're saying. I totally agree with you. From a basketball standpoint, you see you got Dwight Howard. There's reports that he's going to resign. Let's just say he does.
Mm-hmm.
With $30 million, you can sign almost two max contracts. You could sign two $15 million.
They said
who else is out there?
They're not going to be under the salary cap, though. That's the thing. They're not going to be under the salary cap.
Yeah, no.
You mean trading for one, possibly?
Yeah. think about it. LA is probably the most popular destination for free agents or anyone that wants to get traded. They want to get traded to LA.
I say use the clause, but not on him.
But
I have other.
They might use it on Steve Blake or Metal Piece.
But hey, I'm not going to doubt Kobe. I mean, he might come back the same, even better. I don't know.
He
shocked me every year. So.
They had Shaq saying that they on NBA TV that he spoke to Kobe right after it, and they said that he expects him to be back between 4 and 6 months. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous.
Hey,
but I mean, it's Kobe.
Hey, more power to him, man.
Hey, man, he's got connections in Germany. Just go over there, you know, do what you got to do, and come back. And
that first game he comes back, he's definitely going to get a standing ovation. That's for sure.
All right, so let's just break down the series as right. Right now, I don't think they'll play the Thunder. I think
they'll win today, dude.
You think they'll win today?
They're playing
at home against Houston with their lives on the line.
But Chris Duhon and Morris were relying on today. Darius Morris were relying on them today. And say the Rockets don't rest Harden and everything plays out tonight.
No,
is Harden really
gonna? They're not gonna rest
him. I think Harden dictates that game. I'm kind of nervous, to be honest.
Well, I think is our test playing tonight?
Yeah,
a world piece.
Yeah, world piece.
Yeah, but that dude's playing on one leg. You're there at the game, right?
Well, you're
dude's playing on one leg.
Hey, he surprises with that dog.
Hey,
By the way, I didn't want to get into that. When you come back 12 days after that injury, something's
that's
up,
crazy,
man.
Dude.
Something's up.
The Achilles hit. Well,
that,
I shouldn't say Achilles.
That dude
Achilles
thing, like Ray Lewis.
Well, he did say on Twitter, though. He said
did you hear that little jab? Did you hear that little jab he threw up?
Yeah.
The Achilles heel. Man, let's get to Golden State.
Achilles heel of the Lakers would be defending the point guard.
Just rubbing in with Achilles.
No, defending the point guard. So if they do end up playing, they're going to play Houston tonight, I think that will work in their favor. Jeremy Lin's not
okay.
Athletic point guard.
We're going off our sheet right now, so let's just stick to that.
We're going to go by our sheet. You can take the brooms
as
out.
As much as this hurts to say.
Sweep it.
If anyone
gives the Lakers a game, you're crazy. That's
one game.
If you were to take one team in the entire NBA to say that's going to be the worst matchup for the Lakers, it would be Oklahoma City. There's not a team in the NBA you could say is the worst matchup. The Lakers would rather play Oklahoma City than Miami.
They're too fast.
Or rather play Miami than Oklahoma
City. They're too fast. I mean,
as
soon as they turn the ball over, they're like them.
Yeah,
right? They're already outside the court.
If Lakers win a game, I'll be shocked.
I would say they can win a game, but it all goes back to coaching, like Bobby and I were talking about a little while ago. When you play seven guys, if you play a team like OKC, you're done. You're absolutely done. So it's all. What is D'Antoni going to do? Is he going to go through Howard? Is he going to? I think you can get a couple games. There's ways. You have the talent to do it. Is Nash going to come back? But I think definitely, as it stands and with everything in the air, I mean, you got to go to KC. And I'm a huge Laker fan. I'm sorry to all the Laker fans out there.
The thing is, I mean, hopefully they.
This was supposed
hopefully.
To be our year, man.
They're gonna play. Let's assume they're gonna play San Antonio. I mean, I don't see them losing at home against the Rockets tonight. But
look, dude, I can't look at you and think of this year. Like, you're the one that told me that nothing.
I'm the reason
we got Nash and Howard off
the
championship. You know, here we are, A seed or out of the playoffs or seven.
All right, let's move on. As it stands right now, San Antonio will play Houston, but as we all kind of agree, I think it'll be Lakers and San Antonio, but we'll just talk about that series if it were to happen. This one's kind of a toss-up for me, honestly. I think if Ginobili doesn't play in this series, I wouldn't be shocked if Houston won. I think they're young. They get out and run.
They have a nice team.
They have a very
nice
1-2-3. And, you know, Oshik's been averaging 10 and 11 this year, 10 points, 11 rebounds. So,
Do you honestly believe that?
No, I think San Antonio will win the series, but I think Houston's going to give him problems. I think James Harden is a matchup problem for anyone.
Can James Harden get the respect this guy deserves? I mean, I was looking at the MVP awards today, like just a couple of writers, like what they're predicting. They had this dude as number 5.
Yeah.
Like, in Durant's number 2. Like, yeah. Did OKC just totally mess up and trade the wrong
guy?
Like,
it's not even about trading the wrong guy. It's his role on the team. If he was a starter and played starter's minutes, but when you have two all-stars like that on the team...
I'm going to throw this out there right now. I'm going to throw this out there. OKC, I don't see them going as far without him.
No,
I can honestly say
yeah, of course.
Golden State or Denver, they got to watch out for him. Because without Harden, I mean... No, I'm saying, you know, like... I don't think they're. I think they're a totally different team without Harden. If you watched them in the playoffs last year,
dude,
he bailed them out.
He killed the Spurs.
The thing about James,
dagger threes, man.
The thing about separates Kevin Martin from James Harden is just playmaking. Like a lot of the times, they brought him in to be the point guard, and you know without Westbrook, I think it's Reggie Jackson off the bench. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you don't have that luxury anymore of having a scorer and a playmaker. It's just now, you know, those two are not.
I remember when he would come in and it was obvious he was going to run the pick and roll with, who was that, Collins? Is it?
Collison.
I mean, you knew they were going to run it, but you still couldn't stop it. Yeah. Like, that's huge, dude. The thing I'm really hoping for and praying, I hope Houston matches up with OKC.
It's probably going to happen.
Do you guys agree with me now that, look at, we're talking about the West, look how much conversation comes up. The East is a wrap, dude. Miami's getting there. Yes. I think the West is wide open. Couple injuries happen or, you know, that's anything, couple bad calls, couple shots fall. Who knows? But I think the West is going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
Well, by default, we have to go Thunder, right? To win the West?
I'm not doing it by default, dude. I'm really not doing it. I really think Denver's going to be a beast. George Karl's due. And I think you can't sleep on Golden State, dude.
Best shooting team in the league. Let's just move on to the next series. Now we're on the topic of Golden State.
Who are we picking if we go?
I got San Antonio.
I mean, look at all the games that they had against Houston. I mean, the lowest points they scored in the whole series against them is 95. I mean, that's no defense.
And
there's no defense there.
But to me though,
what do you got?
San Antonio's struggling on offense right now. The Ginobili's out. Parker's hobbled. I don't see them being that offensive team. Like, the points they're putting up here, they're not going to put that up in the playoffs.
San Antonio.
And in playoffs, it slows down a little bit. I mean, it's not going to be all up and down.
Is Parker really hurt, or is Popovich like?
No, he's hurt. He's playing. He played against the Lakers. He's 1-for-10 though, he's not there yet.
Is Tracy McGrady going to see a minute of the playoffs?
Hey, I was looking him up. In the China, what is it?
25 points a game.
That's pretty legit.
He played on the Hawks last year. He averaged 5 points a game.
Yeah. 8 points a game. You have to look at his
score.
I think playing in China, playing those extended minutes got him back in the flow of, you know, on the Hawks, he's playing, what, like 10 minutes a game. China, he was like the main player, so he's back in that role of being like the stud that he was. Like,
but look at the competition, though. In China, though, it's a competition so different.
Throwing a caveat, he's going to play Houston, his old team, so.
Saying, Popovich, McGrady, doesn't really add up to me.
It's weird, right? Remember when they did that, the 13 points in 31 seconds? Remember that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who was that against?
San Antonio.
So let's get down to your little...
Let's get down. So we got... As of right now, Nuggets and Warriors, which will probably stand if the Warriors win tonight, which they
Nuggets.
Will.
Nuggets!
That's a toss-up.
I'm just saying it to get to Kevin, you know. Let's give him a minute. Let's give him a little spotlight right here.
How's your year going? Yeah.
Year's going great. I mean,
when's the last time you guys made the playoffs?
2007.
Oh, yeah, you guys remember that? Yeah. Played the Mavericks the first round.
The last time you guys got past the Western Conference Finals or two of the Western Conference Finals.
Back when they had Rick Barry, which was like 1977, I think.
You're due.
We're way overdue. I'm just going to say this. I'm not just saying this because I'm a Warriors fan. I think the reason that the Warriors are dangerous is because they have the two best shooters, I think, in the league, not just two best point guard, shooting guard combination.
Talking about Clay?
Yeah. I think Steph Curry's the best shooter in the league.
I'm just going to break your heart
right
now. Clay
Thompson's the second best shooter in the league.
It's only a matter of time before that guy becomes a Laker.
Anyway, that's Kobe's replacement, by the way, not for next year, I'm just saying down the road he's still got a contract in Golden State. You know, and the Warrior, I mean, I was in Oracle Arena about a week ago, and that place is ridiculous. Like, you can't even
He said the building literally shakes, dude, that's the only arena where he feels like not the people are moving but the actual stadium, maybe they need to keep it right where it is.
Well, they're actually gonna be in San Francisco.
Sorry for the show's sake, like, I have to pick on this guy because he's a Laker hater.
I'm always right.
And I will say this, being at the game the other day watching Golden State and Lakers,
Did your jaw drop when you saw Curry?
The dude, give him his credit. He's the best shooter in the NBA.
But though, he's two threes away from
being there, right?
I was there, yes.
Okay.
I was there, too.
How many points did he have in the first half?
He makes one, he ties it, and if he makes two, he beats it. Ray Allen's record for threes in the season.
He had 20 points in the quarter?
He had 20 points in the first quarter.
Or 25.
How many did he have by halftime? He had 30, right?
Okay. 30-something?
He ends up with 47 for the game. What I was like...
And he almost made the last shot, dude.
Yeah. Full court shot. I thought I was in.
I was shocked about, though, is how much they went away from him. Like, the dude, there was nobody on the court that can guard him.
Being
a Laker fan, there's absolutely no one that can guard him. Kobe.
I noticed this last night. I was talking to you about this earlier when they played San Antonio yesterday. He had, I think, 4 straight threes in the fourth quarter, and then there was a stretch of like 2 minutes where he would just stand in the corner and let Jared
touch the ball.
And I think I don't know if that has to do with his energy level, if he's just expending so much energy in those 5 minutes or what, but it seems like Jared Jack is kind of the playmaker at the end of the games, which I don't understand. I don't think, and this is kind of the misconception why Steph Curry's not in the top 5 point guard conversation.
Mm-hmm.
People think he's just a shooter, and he's not. Dude, if you watch this guy play...
You think he's a point guard?
You watch this guy play, like, consistently, he's a playmaker.
Maybe
he can penetrate, dish it off. Like, he's crafty. He's not just a shooter. He's not a spotter.
Maybe
shooter.
That's why it seems like they're going away from him, though. If he played with a great point guard, like, it would be way easier for him to catch and shoot.
Well, that's why they have that lineup at the end. They have
Jared Jack at point,
Steph Curry shooting guard, Klay Thompson small forward, and they have Carl Landry at power forward and Lee at center. Yeah. But
pretty small.
Yeah, it is a small lineup.
What's up with Bogut?
He sprained his ankle against OKC. He'd probably be back.
That was horrible.
We don't need much out of him, honestly. Like, if we could just get
doesn't he slow you guys down though?
7 or 8 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks, I'm good.
Doesn't he slow you guys down though?
We need him, especially against these bigger teams. Like,
are you guys able to run a half court offense though? I mean, that's probably a bigger issue. Right there.
Yeah,
you're gonna be playing.
Our team is predicated on fast break points. I don't know if you guys ever seen them play like a consistent game, but a lot of times they'll have like a 2-on-1 fast break and they'll spot up for 3.
All right, let's just be honest over here. The triangle over here, the triangle. We're at the show right now. We're recording and we look a little bit down. This guy looks like the happiest dude I've seen on campus.
Saturday's my holiday.
Oh my god, I'm just sorry to do this to you. One and done. That's it.
Wow.
One and done.
Let's get your predictions. That series. Nuggets and Warriors.
I don't know, man.
Choose wisely.
I can give you mine.
I'm going to go Warriors in 6.
Yeah, I have to agree with that, too.
Warriors in 6.
I mean, you have... Well, I mean, Gallinari. I mean, he's awesome. Wilson Chandler can replace him somewhat, but, I mean, it's Gallinari. Then you have... it's Faried.
You got the dumbest player in the league in JaVale McGee.
Shaq did a fool, man.
Dumbest player in the league.
All his points through dunks.
I might shock you guys with this. I would say Warriors in 5. I think.
Really?
Wow. The way the Nuggets are backing in.
George Karl?
Think about it.
I can't believe all of you just picked Golden State. Are you kidding me?
Don't be so disrespectful. Don't be so disrespectful.
No, you guys, I mean, they're just... Injuries all over the place. I don't think that.
I mean, it's lost
at
100%.
Denver, the high octane weather.
I'm telling you, Denver.
So you have to.
Everyone is sleeping on Denver.
They're not a defensive. Neither of these teams are defensive teams, and I think the Warriors have more offensive firepower.
Oh, Lawson's back, but is he 100% though?
That's what I'm asking. Is he coming back 100%?
This is an offensive matchup. There's no defense played in
this dude is
going
to come up with every way just to convince.
No, just listen. Do you guys not agree? This is an offensive up and down matchup.
Yeah, for sure.
Who has more firepower? In your opinion, who can go off for more points? Do you think?
I don't know.
The Warriors.
I don't know about that. I can't agree on that. Iguodala's
not a 40-point player.
Best player in this series, but Denver, George Karl, better team.
When they're good at home, I mean, but again, like
it's
you said, it's just
altitude,
the firepower.
But, I mean,
it's just too much. It's too much. I mean, Curry goes off. Who's going to stop him? I mean,
for the record, I'm going Denver 6 or 7.
Really?
I'll say 6. Denver in 6. I'm sorry, Kev. I know what you're here.
I'm gonna go with
disrespectful.
I'll go with Kev, dude. Warriors in 6.
Okay. Yeah, I had to go with Stephen here for the Warriors for in 6.
He said Sass at 5. That's all good. all right, last series. This one's actually a good one. We actually had this last year.
Very entertaining first game.
Clippers and Grizzlies. They actually have the same record as of today. This one's interesting.
The JV team.
Yeah, and last year they didn't have Rudy Gay last year either, so you can't even say, oh, it's different. Really much the same team.
Same defense, too?
They have Jamal. No, they didn't have Jamal.
Hey, every once in a while, if you think back to high school, JV, sometimes there's a couple of years they have a better year than varsity.
That's true. Hey, the Grizzlies, I mean, they're like in Indiana. They're just an amazing defensive team. They have Tony Allen, Tayshaun Prince, Perimeter, Conley.
I think that was such a good pickup, Tayshaun Prince.
Yeah.
Maybe the team we're sleeping on is Memphis. I mean, I really, looking at this sheet right now, I'm like, Clippers. But what makes us think Memphis can beat them?
I mean, obviously, I would take Memphis' front line easily.
Oh, who's gonna guard Zebo?
I think they're gonna put Tony Allen on Chris Paul.
Yes.
Last year, I think they're gonna keep Blake Griffin on Randolph, and obviously DeAndre Jordan on Gasol. I think Jamal Crawford's gonna be like kind of that
X factor
in this series. If he can come off the bench,
weren't you saying they can get a higher seed? Or
no, I mean,
Grizzlies can move up. Yeah, if they beat Utah tonight and Clippers lose,
they get the fourth.
Then yeah, I don't think so.
Clippers.
Whoever wins the division, if you get a division, you're for sure have a top four seed.
The Clippers can get the three seed though. I mean,
Clippers.
Denver loses and they win,
and then we're gonna play the Clippers in the first round. Which may I remind you, we beat them 3 out of 4 times.
Actually, you know what? I do agree that you guys are the Clippers.
I would rather play the Clippers. Tonight, you know? Hey, if we play the Clippers, it's going to be a sweep. I'm not even worried about that. I'll probably catch.
This guy's confidence is out of the roof.
I'll probably catch one of the games at the Staples Center just to see. But we'll see. I think, hey, if this stays how it is, Clippers and Grizzlies, I'll take the Clippers in 6 or 7. I don't.
If the Clippers play Golden State, I will take you to a game, dude.
I feel like the Grizzlies are going to have struggle scoring at some points in this series. I think Zach Randolph's really, they're really only, I mean, if you think about Tayshaun Prince and Tony Allen, they're not really offensive options. Conley's kind of inconsistent. Randolph's really their go-to guy on offense and, you know, Marc Gasol, but I don't see them scoring enough points to win this. It'll be a defensive matchup, but I think the Clippers will.
I just want
Chris Paul, I mean, what I've seen from Chris Paul in the playoffs is just enough for me.
I just want to be clear to like all the Clipper fans out there because like, you know, they hate the Laker fans. But we, as fans right now, we're kind of rooting for you guys.
Let me throw this out. There's no such thing as a real Clippers fan.
There isn't.
just to throw it out there, though, from a basketball standpoint, I'm not looking at it from like Laker fan or anything. From a basketball standpoint, their biggest weakness is inside.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Absolutely.
If Memphis can pound it inside, they can seriously beat them.
Exactly. They have the deficiencies in the when they play in half court. Uh-huh. They can't score. It's just Chris Paul or bust.
Does Grant have any minutes over there?
He's going to, I think. But
has he played recently? Or
he's been playing minutes here and there, but he's not really. You know,
I don't think you can rely on like Matt Barnes and who else can.
Well, he's gonna give you energy.
The funniest thing I heard this year about the Clippers is Crawford. He's like having this amazing year, and he's like a really, really one of their best players.
Yeah.
The dude was talking about during the summer was the first time ever in his basketball career he worked on his game. When you have players like that, like, I just don't think you can rely on them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't think. Like, you're telling me you've been in the NBA and throughout high school.
He's 34 years old.
And the first time you worked on your game. Yeah. Like, playoffs are a lot tougher and you guys are a little young. I'll admit, they're talented.
Yeah.
I can see this series going 7 if they end up playing each other. But I might have to go Memphis, man.
Yeah, it's Memphis, dude. Grindhouse.
Yeah, Memphis?
Nah, I got Clippers on. Just like how Kevin said, I mean, just offense, I mean, for Grizzlies, I mean, we're going to go besides Randolph.
Conley's really the only guy, but
Conley's up and down. I mean, he'll be games where he'll, you know, go off.
Yeah, but he's nice sometimes and sometimes he's not.
But they're just a defensive team. But
yeah, I'm saying. In the playoffs, the game slows down. That favors Memphis.
You know what, though? Right, I will say, for LA, I hope the Clippers get it done. I mean, Chris Paul's a beast. You got to respect that.
Have someone to root for in LA.
Oh, here we go, dude. Golden State.
I think we should wrap it up before the bloodbath here. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
This is the first one. Just want to throw it out there.
First, first of many rookies.
Rookies? Are we all rookies in the year right now?
Yeah, we're rookies, man.
Playoff starting this Saturday. Make sure you check that out. And this has been the Sundial Sports Network.
Thank you for listening.
Peace.